Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, April 3rd, 2016, and we are broadcasting live from the beautiful, lovely city of Atlanta. I'm Miss Donna, and I thank you so much for joining us this evening. Well, I want to welcome the new listeners and the loyal listeners. Thanks so much for being a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. We're so delighted that you have chosen to spend some time with us. And, of course, we're blessed to have listeners of all ages. And we want to take a brief moment just to talk about the origin of etiquette. And, of course, that's especially for the new listeners. Etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II copied the rules of England from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I always want and do say kudos to Charles I and II. I'm just so excited. Well, wow, once again, happy Sunday. And we are continuing. I know technically February is the month that we celebrate Women's History Month, but we are going to continue celebrating women's history with a very special guest this evening, and her name is Dr. Mandiza Jones. She is a physical therapist extraordinaire, and we're going to talk to her. So you all might want to go ahead and grab pencil, paper. Okay, some of you might say that's old school. Well, you might want to take notes or tweet some information or whatever it is you want to do, let some people know that we are on. Of course, during the beginning of the year, of course, we always talk about some of the New Year's resolutions. And generally, at the very top of the list is always lose weight, get in better shape, be healthier, eat better, so on and so forth. So this kind of runs right in the line of all of that. And I want to say hello to Dr. Jones. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Ms. Riley. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Doing good. Doing good.
Great. Happy Sunday to you.
Same to you. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to you coming on. We have, you know, as I mentioned, of course, and I'm sure you're aware of a lot, the New Year's resolutions that are usually made in January, and sometimes, well, a lot of the times, New Year's resolutions are sometimes broken by mid-February, early March.
That's true.
Yeah, so we try to tell people, instead of making New Year's resolutions, just try to make some new goals, if you will, that you want to obtain during this time. But if you would, can you just tell a little bit about yourself so our audience will have an idea of who you are?
Okay, sure. I'm originally from Miami, Florida. Went to school at Alabama A&M University and received a degree in zoology, which is basically biology, a pre-med major. from there went on to physical therapy school at Old Dominion University and moved here to Atlanta in the late 90s. I taught for a little bit in DeKalb County, and after that began practicing physical therapy. Around 2006, I opened up my own practice in downtown Decatur called Jones PT Physical Therapy and Physical Training, and have been doing that since that time. So I'm coming up on my 10-year anniversary.
Wow, congratulations. I'm sure some people are probably wondering why did you choose that field? What's kind of sparked your interest in that field?
Well, as a young person, I guess I always wanted to be a doctor, similar to what a lot of kids say. When it became time for me to go to high school, go to college, after graduating high school, I had decided that really wasn't the route I wanted to take anymore. And my mom actually read an article on physical therapy, and I had been an athlete all my life, and it kind of sparked my interest, learning how to rehabilitate athletes from injuries. That's what kind of got me into the field. So we researched it and saw that it was a good field. There was a lot of potential with it. You can have a steady job. So I decided, yeah, this is what I will do. And it ended up being a good decision because once I started practicing, I knew I loved it.
Wow. Very good. Very good. And you're very good at it, too. And for those of you that are listening, you can certainly feel free to send us an email at etiquetteladies@gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies@gmail.com. Let's go ahead and go and just kind of take, I know you have some information, of course, you want to share, but I want to go ahead and just read one of our first emails. It says, "Dear Etiquette Lady and Guest, thanks for having this topic today. Can you explain when you should use heat or ice on an injury? Some doctors say alternate. What's the difference? Thanks." And this is from Ms. Deborah, and she's calling from Lawrenceville.
Okay, great. That is actually a major question and a frequent question that I get from patients all the time. Mm-hmm. So ice, the purpose for ice is to decrease inflammation. And most times you're having some inflammation with an acute injury, a new injury. Our body is designed to help fix itself, and that's one of its forms of fixing, by causing swelling. So the ice will help decrease that. The heat, on the other hand, makes you more flexible. But if you have a new injury or an injury that is easily irritated, when you're heating it, you're also bringing more fluid to the area. So that actually makes you feel good in the beginning, but later can cause pain. So you have to be aware of what's happening when you're using the heat. Most often in my office, I use ice, because usually with ice, you're not going to go wrong. It's going to take away the swelling, and it's not going to cause any future problems. Now, you can at times do a combination. You can do a combination. Some people, you know, it works as a pumping effect where you're using ice and heat. So you just have to kind of play with it, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. And if you want to just jump in and start giving us some information, then I can we can kind of go back and forth with the emails. And if you want to call, please, you may also call us live. It's 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295. Okay.
Okay. Another question that I get all the time, people asking, well, what does a physical therapist do, or what is the difference between a physical therapist and a chiropractor? A chiropractor, I'll start with that, basically adjusts the spine mainly. You have some that adjust joints as well, and that is their main job, is to adjust your spine or your joint to keep you into alignment. Whereas a physical therapist works more with stretches for your muscles, exercise for your muscles, alignment through manual therapy, and modalities. All of these things together, we're working to improve your flexibility, improve your strength and stability, allow you to have proper alignment, And with all those things in combination with the modalities, such as the E-stim and ultrasound, we're trying to get you pain-free. The E-stim is electrical stimulation, and it helps to either help with inflammation or help to decrease muscle spasms. And ultrasound is also a deep heat, and it helps out with tight muscles.
Interesting. So I know you all are, I told you guys out there to make sure you take notes. Grab a notebook and a pen. You can go old school because she's giving us some great information. Very good information. Wow. Okay. And
Do you want me to talk about the insurance?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. So another question that we get with your insurance, I really think people should, before they sign up for different insurances, talk with that insurance company and have them explain to them exactly what they're getting into. Because just because you have a low premium doesn't mean your health care is going to be low. Actually, it probably means that when you actually use your insurance, it's going to cost you. So most times, the lower the premium, the more you're going to have to pay out when you actually go to a provider, meaning a doctor or a physical therapist or what have you. So knowing when you have to pay a deductible and what a deductible is, when your coinsurance comes in, when your copay comes in, you need to find those things out before you sign up so that you know beforehand and I have an idea of what you're going to have to pay out. And we have experience just in my office. Honestly, sometimes a customer rep will give you wrong information and you may have to call back again. If you don't understand that person, call back and they can find someone else when you call back, hopefully that can explain it better to you.
That's a really good information. I know generally for the last few years we've had insurance rep that has come on and he was talking about how to select insurance. But that's a really good point. Oftentimes we hear about the lower premium. We kind of associate that with, I know, car insurance. The lower your premium, you know, the higher the higher your costs generally are going to be. If you have a high deductible, then your premium is a little bit lower. So that's kind of similar to that. That's really good information. And in case you are just joining us, we are speaking with Dr. Mandiva Jones of Jones Physical Therapy and Physical Training, LLC, located in Decatur, Georgia. She's a great physical therapist. She's my physical therapist, that's why I can recommend her very highly. And mentioning physical therapists, and just like doctors, there's several different, you know, there's several different ones, and they have several different, I guess, ways of how they design programs or so on and so forth, because I can say that this time last year, I had a different physical therapy group, and I can say that none of the things that you are actually doing with me, and I'm certainly feeling better and better, I didn't experience any of those things, so it was really interesting, and I'm real big on customer service, and I must say, guys out there, and you guys that know me, you know, we talk about customer service versus customer no service. And so, you know, when you go to the office, it's very pleasant, very nice jazz music playing. And some people may think, you know, what does that have to do with anything? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Because the other place I went, they had, it was like rock and roll rap, I mean, loud. And, you know, the employees were really loud, gathered around talking. And I'm looking at, you know, people were in there trying to concentrate and focus and, you know, work on their healing. It was just so many distractions. So, you know, you won't find that there. So I can testify to that. Here's an email. Well, let me try to pick up a call first. Let's see. Extension 4999. Hello. Hello, extension 4999. Okay, they may be simply listening, which that's fine as well. Okay, email, Etiquette Lady, thank you for the great topics you share. I am 50 years old, always have been active, worked out approximately 3 to 4 days per week, but now my knees won't let me. Please ask your guests, what can I do instead? And this comes from Caroline. Caroline from D.C. Boy, that sounds familiar.
Okay. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Okay, Carolyn. Well, you can try to do different exercises. I'm not sure what type of exercises that you're doing, but you can try walking, riding the bike, or even actually pool exercises are really good when you have an injury with a joint, because that buoyancy that you're getting from the water allows you to do more and be active without having as much weight going through your extremity or your knee. And if you're exercising 3 to 4 times a week, be sure that you're having a day in between. You know, if you're going to do it to Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then maybe a Saturday and Sunday, have it be a light day. And do different. Don't do the same thing each one of those days. You want to do, you know, two. Of the other days, do something different. I would think that, and then I'm always, anybody that knows me and has come to my office or my family, if it hurts, put some ice on it after you finish working out.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Okay, we're going to take a quick break.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Call us at 347-324-3295. Now, back to the show.
Okay, in case you're just joining us again, we have Mandisa Jones, physical therapist and physical training, LLC, Decatur, Georgia. We are talking about pain, getting rid of pain. Muscles, heat, what the difference is between the two. Here's one that says, Etiquette Lady and Dr. Jones, I suffered a knee injury years ago from running track. Now my knee pops, cracks, and hurts quite a bit. What will make it better? Oh, this is Don from Atlanta. Don, I understand.
Well, Don, I would actually recommend going into a physical therapist because that way it doesn't sound like you're having buckling or the knee giving away, which is a good thing. That probably means that you have not torn anything. You could have just some generalized weakness where the muscles aren't doing their job, and that's where the popping is coming into. Something is not in proper alignment. That's one possibility, or it could be arthritis, just depends. But going into a physical therapist and letting them do an evaluation could be the best thing for you, because right at that moment you can actually go ahead and start treatment. Georgia has just passed a law where a person can go into a physical therapist without getting a referral from their physician if they have most commercial insurances, which are like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, Humana, things of that nature. So it kind of cuts out you going to the doctor and them sending you to the PT.
That's interesting. That's good information. Okay.
Yeah,
so
PTs are...
No, go right ahead.
I was just saying, PTs actually, you know, we do it day in and day out, so we have the ability to know this is something that I can help with, and if not, we are professional and we'll say, no, I would recommend you go to a physician.
That's really good to know. And, of course, on the What is Etiquette Anyway show, we always say that there's something new to learn. And that's really good information, knowing that, yes, you can, you know, if you feel you need to go to a physical therapist, it would be a great idea to go ahead and do that, and they can tell you, you know, whether you need to be there or not. Here's another one. It says, Dear Etiquette Lady and Guest, can arthritis be treated? Please give me some examples. Okay. And this comes from Georgia.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure.
Yes. The name. Yes. Oh, okay. Yes, arthritis can be treated. It cannot be cured. Arthritis is a wear and tear of a joint. So it's something that majority of people after a certain age will get some type of arthritis. So it's just a wear and tear of that joint. And once you've worn that joint down, it's going to continue that. But you can slow the process. And the best thing that you can do for arthritis is to keep moving.
but you have to learn how to move in the right way. And as a physical therapist and in my office, that's what we teach our patients, how to exercise correctly and when is good pain, when is bad pain, when to start doing something, when to stop doing something. In the meantime, you do want to get a diagnosis. If you do not have a specific diagnosis, you definitely want that. So you know where you are and at what level of arthritis you're in at that moment. Is it in the beginning? Is it moderate? Or is it severe? So that would be my recommendation. Well, and as far as treatment, going again, I hate to keep saying this, but go to a physical therapist at home. Icing and taking the anti-inflammatory medications can also help out with the pain. And your physician a lot of times will prescribe you something and let you know as far as the meds to take.
Okay. And let me ask this question, because some people may be wondering, what is the difference between rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis? Because you hear about both, but what is the major difference between the two of those?
Okay. Rheumatoid arthritis is actually it's actually a genetic condition. It's something where you have an increase of Rh factor within your gene pool, or it's in your bloodstream. And what that does, it works on both. So if you have it in one knee, you will have it in the other. If you have it in your elbow on the right, you'll have it on the left. And it is also a breakdown of that joint, but it usually happens earlier in life. Most times people are diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis in their 20s or 30s. And it's a progressive disorder of degeneration and inflammation all along those joints. However, osteoarthritis can occur in one joint or both. So sometimes it's just in my right knee, or it can be in both. Or it can be in my ankle and my elbow. It can be in different places because it's a wear and tear of the joint. We have an articular cartilage that it's like a cushion that goes on the ends of our bones. And if that cartilage is worn away, that's what causes arthritis, is the wearing away of that cartilage.
Okay, so you can't get it back, huh?
No, there are things out there that, they're trying to do, but they have not found anything that will get it back. No.
Okay.
Yeah, there are injections that they give.
Okay. What is your what's your take on supplements? You hear
supplement.
About I'll let you go ahead and answer that. That's glucosamine.
Supplements
and
like chondroitin.
Glucosamine
and chondroitin. Okay. Yeah, those, they work at the moment, and they help you while you're taking it. Feedback that I've gotten from patients and family members is once you stop taking it, then those symptoms that went away come back. So they are good while you're doing it, but they do not replenish the cartilage also as well. They don't do that.
Okay. So for those out there listening, I told you we're going to have some great information for you. Here's an email that says, please ask your guest. My daughter is interested in becoming a physical therapist. She is a freshman in high school, so what should she be concentrating on? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. And this is from Jennifer Johns.
Okay, sure, Ms. Johns. So with physical therapy, the track that she would go to undergrad. I honestly recommend getting a biology degree. There are schools that offer pre-physical therapy. The only time I would recommend doing pre-physical therapy if it is in the biology college, the College of Health and Sciences, or College of Science. And I say that because she's a freshman in high school. By the time she becomes a senior in college, she may change her mind and want to do something else in the medical field. So as long as she has that degree in biology, she has options and she can do other things. After she will finish her degree in her undergrad degree, she'll then apply to PT school. and those are doctorate-level schools now. Most times she has to get some volunteer hours in, so if she has free time, it's good to go ahead and get started with that in college. The earlier she does it, the quicker she has that off of her plate and she can focus on the grades. And that brings me to the most important thing. GPA must be above 3.5 coming out of undergrad. PT schools are very competitive, yes, and they will not accept a 3.2, a 3.0, or anything like that. So that is probably one of the most important things when she gets to school, yes.
The GPA. Great. Wow, that's really good information. Now, okay. Very interesting. And I know you have a young fellow in your office, your intern, Anthony. He's great.
Yes, Anthony.
Yeah,
and we get a lot of volunteers. I like having volunteers come in, high school to college. Yeah, so I definitely like to talk with young people, and if they have questions, I'm very open to, you know, giving any information that I can, helping in any way that I can. Anthony is a great young man. And, you know, he has a good future ahead of him, I think.
Yeah, he really worked me out, boy, I'll tell you. I told him, I said, thank you, I think. But let me see if I can pick up a couple other calls before we run out of time. Extension 5182. Okay, some of the callers are shy or they may be just listening. Okay, let me try... extension 4999, hello? Extension 4999. Instead of listening online, they may just be listening via phone, which is perfectly fine. Well, wow.
Hello.
Well, is there any other information? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, I thought I heard someone else picked up. But is there any other information you would like to leave our listeners with?
Sure. Mainly when you have an injury, the best thing to do is to get on top of it immediately. Most times you can stop it from progressing further if you handle it in the initial stages. A lot of times people, you know, have pain and then it kind of goes away, then it comes back and kind of goes away. Well, those are signs that something is wrong. So visit your local physical therapist, find the one that you can trust, and that's the person you can actually go to, you know, with the laws changing. You just go in, pop in, get a visit with them. They can check you out and tell you the things that you may need to do at home, not even start treatment, but things that you may need to do at home to prevent these ups and downs. I know that you talked about that the title of my company, Jones PT Physical Therapy and Physical Training. Well, the title became that of physical therapy and physical training because PTs know exactly what you need to do to prevent injuries, to get you to be at your peak performance. And that's the other piece of my business. We work to help our old patients, our current patients, and other clients to improve their entire body, make them work at the best it can work.
That's really good information. And I certainly can recommend them. Very, very professional, professional office or assistant is very professional when you walk in. And, I mean, I was very impressed. And so, once again, I want to... certainly, thank you. Remind me of your assistant's name, please.
Alicia.
Alicia, yes. Alicia is wonderful, you all, when you walk in. Alicia will greet you. And but I definitely, I certainly would recommend them. And go ahead and, once again, you're, of course, downtown Decatur. You can let them know where you're located.
Okay, yes. We're at 235 East Ponce de Leon Avenue, Suite 160 in Decatur, Georgia, so that's right smack dab in the middle of downtown. We do have free parking. We accept most major insurances, and we also have convenient cash plans as well. If you would like to make an appointment with us, our phone number is 404 9107, and we can do consultations as well. Those consultations will be free. It'll just kind of give you a general overview of what we do, give you a tour of the facility, and let you know what we possibly can do for your condition.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Jones, for taking time out of your Sunday evening to join us. I certainly do appreciate it. And everyone, thanks so much for supporting our show and listening. Everyone who's calling in, who's listening, who didn't really say anything but is listening, and that's great. Those of you that sent us an email, that is great. We are glad, once again, that you are part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. And, of course, you know, remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. We'll certainly do that. You know that our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And we know that we can only do that one person at a time. So that's what we're trying to do. Tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen as well. Remember the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. And never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And that comes from Proverbs 3:3, one of my favorite Proverbs. Make sure you initiate a random act of kindness this week, okay? Well, thanks again for tuning in. We'll talk again next week. Take care. Good night. And God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we'll discuss another exciting topic.